News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the HSE has apologised and made an interim payment of over €4.5 million to two-year-old boy with cerebral palsy after his family brought a High Court medical negligence claim over the circumstances of his birth. Ty McKenna from Emmy Vale in County Monaghan requires 24-hour care for the mistakes made during his birth at Cavan General Hospital in August 2017. Tyke's father, Damien, joins us on the line now. Damien, we appreciate hugely your time this morning. Before we talk about the High Court and recent developments over the last couple of days, you might start by telling us a little bit about Tyke.
Yeah, Tyke, pushing on 3 years of age in 31st of August. Beautiful little fella, pleasure to work with, an absolute fighter. Just so proud of him every day. Had a lot of ups and downs in the road, but he's here to tell his story, you know.
And tell us about Tyke's birth and the complications.
Yeah, as I said in the news last night, it's just, to be honest with you, it's an avalanche of mistakes, and that's the perfect way to put it. It was just, looking back now, you feel how foolish you were, you know, about the things that went wrong, like the alarms going off and stuff like that. I remember asking about the alarms, and I was just told alarms were silenced, and don't worry about that, that's normal, stuff like that. But when you really look at it in hindsight, like, there was a lot of things going on. And then when Tig was born, he came out, he was obviously flat, like he wasn't breathing, 16 minutes, and they were ringing the wrong alarms. They failed to resuscitate them. Even three times to incubate them, stuff like that. Like, it was just, as I said, an avalanche of mistakes.
And those mistakes, that avalanche of mistakes, as you've described it, and that was the description in court as well. What has been the consequence for Tyke of all those mistakes?
He's 24-hour care, and I mean he's 24-hour care. We had to move house. We were living in a three-bed semi-normal house in MEV. We had to move to a bigger house because all of the equipment and stuff like that. But he is, you run to the toilet and you run back. We have night nurses that come in at night time. There's a bell beside his bed and there's a bell beside my bed. They ring the bell and there's seizures, respiratory attacks, stuff like that. You have to come running down and you come down. You could be around some nights for a couple hours, basically, but you're 24-hour nurse, to be honest with you.
And how often, when you say seizures or attacks, you have to come tearing down the stairs, how often do those type of things happen?
Depends, like, if he's brewing some kind of a little infection and stuff like that, he can have a lot of respiratory attacks. He could be down nearly a couple of nights in a row and stuff like that. Seizures, he has daily seizures, and then night seizures and stuff like that, he could have them maybe a couple of times a week, and then he'll spike in temperatures and stuff like that. You could get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, you might get back to bed at 5, and then you're up at 7.
It's and of course, Tyke is first and foremost, I'm sure, in your mind, Damien, but it strikes me like all of your lives have been changed irreparably because of this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. His older sister, Andrea, she had a tough time with it. She's 17, obviously. All they care about is makeup and eyebrows and stuff like that. But no, but she's brilliant. Like, she took it on board. And younger brother, Kay, he's brilliant with him. He's only 22 months, but just wants into the cot and cuddle him and stuff like that. Ah. Emma, brilliant, very strong. She's so proud of her and stuff like that. But it'd be very tough on her. That's why she couldn't do the interview and stuff like that.
Oh, look, I can't imagine. Luckily, I can't even imagine what it must be like. Look, how important, given all that need for care and given everything that happened, how important was it, to get that interim payment from the HSE to cover some of the costs, and how important to get an apology?
Yeah, we waited a long time for that. I'll be honest with you, our legal team, which is brilliant, wrote to the HSE. We were writing to the HSE for 2.5 years and they basically ignored us. And they waited to near enough the last half hour before we got the full liability. In hindsight, they were hoping he'd pass away between the court case. That's the God honest truth, and our legal team agreed with that. But it is, it's bittersweet, but it's nice to have.
Sure it is. But look, you're not it's no solace, I'm sure, to you, Dan. You're not the only person to have criticism for the HSE and how they handle these cases and how long they drag them out. It is, there's nothing short of disgrace. So look, we wish the absolute best in the future. Wish Ty the absolute best. And thank you for your time this morning, Damien.
No, that's great. Thanks very much. Just before I go, can I just say a massive thank you to Jack and Jill Foundation. Would be lost without them. Peds and Cavan, the nurses and Peds and Cavan were brilliant. They did everything, they went above and beyond for Tig. Our night nurses are with Communicare, that's the agency we're with. They're brilliant. And just the legal team as well. Barry Healy, Jerry Healy, Jonathan Kilfeder, Alana McGork, and Niamh Maher. A lot of evening, night phone calls, weekends, stuff like that. And then this whole COVID thing kind of messed everyone up. So a lot of days on the phone talking about things. But thanks very much for having me on.
Oh, listen, you're welcome, Damien. Look, very well said with all your thanks there for everyone who supported you. Damien McKenna there, father of Tyke.
What a dignified man. What a really dignified man.